Thank you for supporting WBEZ. You keep public media public. December gifts are among the most important because they set the tone for our reporting in 2026. Next year, we're doubling down on bringing you stories that arm you with the facts. This journalism relies on everyone contributing what they can. Join them today at wbez.org/donate.
This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work.
It's one thing to pass by Portillo's around 5 p.m. and see that drive-through line wrapped around the parking lot. But what about first thing in the morning? What are they lining up for? I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. The iconic Chicago chain Portillo's is testing a breakfast menu at 5 locations in the area. And I gotta say, I'm intrigued. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, so who's to say a chocolate cake donut isn't a necessity at 8 a.m.? Not me. WBEZ producers Sienna Greaves, Linnea Dominic, and Meha Ahmed joined me in the studio to taste these exciting additions to the menu. To kick us off, here's how Sienna reacted to the news.
There was quite a buzz around Portillo's serving breakfast that I wasn't expecting. I mean, every outlet was carrying this news. Yeah. So this was a big cultural moment for Chicago. Mm-hmm. I was interested. Familiar with fast food breakfast, definitely like maybe some higher end, you know, sit down dining for breakfast and brunch. I've never really thought about breakfast in this fast casual dining space. So yeah. I was interested to see what they were going to put up.
Linnea?
I was confused.
Tell us more.
I said Italian beef as breakfast. I don't think so. I'm not sold. I am not sold.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I was thinking, huh? Mm-hmm. How are they going to pull this off? What about you, Meha?
I had faith. I don't know about y'all. You know, because
so positive.
I like so much of what Portillo's has to offer, and you know, they've got the bread, they've got the meats, they've got all these other ingredients. They can make a sandwich. Yeah. They're good at making sandwiches.
They're good at making sandwiches.
I trusted them.
So settle this for us, Sienna. I mean, is there a classic Chicago breakfast?
I could not think of one, and I was thinking about this as I was heading to Portillo's at 7 in the morning. you know, I'm from New York. We have the bacon, egg, and cheese. Pennsylvania has scrapple. Maryland has crab cake on anything, the famous crab cake Benedict. Mm-hmm. I couldn't really think of a single Chicago dish that was their like signature breakfast dish. Asked around, yeah. WBEZ Morning Edition host Mary Dixon has nominated the egg and pepper sandwich. Mm-hmm. She said it's really, really, you know, classic Chicago, very popular, especially around Lent. Mm-hmm. And Chicago historian Sherman Della Thomas had nominated the Super Donut, which was an individually wrapped
donut.
I guess it was really, really popular.
Meha is intrigued.
Especially wrapped with what?
It's just an individually wrapped donut that you can get at a gas station, corner store, really popular, kind of like a honey bun.
Uh-huh.
Really popular with like school age students.
Well, Meha?
I wouldn't have thought that was like a local thing.
I've never heard of it.
But I think I have heard of the egg and pepper sandwich,
okay,
like as a local thing. So mm-hmm. That's not a surprise to me, but mm-hmm. I didn't hear about the Super Donut.
Yep.
I feel like the branding on that has, like, we really missed that one.
And also the apple pancake, which, you know, in a few Google searches, that was sort of pegged as the signature Illinois breakfast dish.
Hmm. And Meha, let's get it right. It's pepper and egg, not egg and pepper.
Excuse the heck out of me. Called out.
So, Sienna, why is Portillo's doing this in the first place?
Well, I spoke with their comms director, Sarah Worth. She was also at the Taylor Street location where I was posted up. And she said, this is something that customers have been asking for. Portillo's opens at 10:30 a.m. traditionally, and customers have been saying, you know, can you open up a little earlier?
Mm.
And they've been inquiring about a breakfast menu. So this is something that's actually been in the incubator for quite some time.
Right.
And they launched, and they are hoping to keep it permanent, but that's depending on customer feedback.
So how wild was it? You went, Linnea, this morning.
I did.
Again, another tough assignment from Reset for you. What was the scene?
I will gladly take this job. You know, I walked in and I was expecting the smell of fried onions, and it wasn't that. It actually kind of smelled like breakfast. There were not a lot of people, but the people that were there were really excited to try this out. And I talked to two diehard Portillo's fans, Andy Siegel and Diane Gibbs. Here's Diane.
I flew in from Baltimore just for this breakfast this morning.
When Portillo's does something, you got to listen, because they're always ahead of the crowd. And I said to her, she was flying back, I said, it's time to go to Portillo's. They have the best chopped salad in the world.
They do.
You don't you think they have the best?
I love it.
I was telling her, and I
yes,
said,
yes, I'm getting one
fresh,
to go. We're having crisp. Breakfast and that.
You know, Portillo's has created a whole nationwide thing.
Yeah.
You know, in Dallas, you can only get 12 sandwiches at once. They limit you. Portillo's is as cool as it gets. You know, I go to fine dining restaurants, but Portillo's is just love.
It's yeah.
Chicago. You think of anything more Chicago than Portillo's?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Diane
now
came
Diane.
From Baltimore?
She came from Baltimore this morning.
Diane.
From
Diane.
The airport.
Diane. Baltimore yeah. has good breakfast.
Baltimore has great breakfast.
I mean, you just mentioned the crab cake.
The crab cake on everything. Crab cake
wow.
on waffles. Crab cakes on pancakes.
Listen, that's dedication. That's dedication. You know? What did you hear from customers when you went on launch day Tuesday, Sienna?
Well, like Linnea said, there was a lot of activity in the drive-thru, not so much in the actual dining room. But, you know, I walked away, you know, if you're a fan of Portillo's, you're going to be a fan of Portillo's breakfast. Really interesting, though, there were a lot of, service workers and first responders who were in that dining room. So I spoke with Mary Harris, who is a nurse from the South Side. She was very excited. She's like, this is when I get off. I'm off around 6:30 a.m. She was very happy to have additional breakfast options for her and her family.
Yeah.
She likes to give her kids some food on their way out. So she got a dozen of the chocolate cake donuts to bring home with her family. And she was pretty excited about the prospect of new food options.
So they're offering signature breakfast sandwiches. They've got a Polish sausage, egg and cheese, pepper egg and cheese, bacon egg and cheese. Before we taste it here in studio, I want to hear a little bit of what Andy, who you talked with this morning, Linnea. Andy, sounds like Andy tried the Polish sandwich and was a little nostalgic.
Years and years ago when I was a kid over here, was a place called Maxwell Street. There'd be all these Polish, that's why it's called a Maxwell Street Polish. So this is a Maxwell Street breakfast. You know, I went there with my dad, you know, in the 50s and 60s. So this takes you all the way back to original Chicago roots.
All right, I'm sold. Let's try these sandwiches, shall we?
Let's give it a go.
So y'all try the Polish, right? And I will have the pepper, egg, and cheese.
I will join you with that.
Okay. I will join you on the pepper, egg, and cheese, too. I do have to say, when I was cutting these up to serve to all of us, there is one slice of pepper on each of the sandwiches.
Mm.
Just a single slice of pepper.
Okay.
So if you're really going in for the mix of protein and vegetable, you're not going to get that.
Not going to get it.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you this French bread is divine.
The bread is excellent.
The bread is excellent.
Mm-hmm.
The bread is excellent.
Really good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not mad about it.
Not mad at this at all.
It's a really savory sauce.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a cheese sauce. It's herbed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The pepper, egg, and cheese, as you know, is vegetarian friendly. Scrambled eggs, roasted sweet peppers, American cheese.
One sweet pepper.
Sweet pepper.
I mean,
zesty jardinera.
They didn't have to be so cheap on the pepper, the sweet pepper. They could have thrown like a second one in there.
Right. You've also put something else on our plates here. We've got the famous chocolate cake, which is now a donut.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also an iced coffee flavor. What else should we know about that? Because I can't picture a chocolate cake iced coffee flavor.
That's why I'm here. For the coffee.
Matt's here for the iced coffee.
I'm always here for coffee. I love to be caffeinated.
Yeah.
I haven't tried it yet. Why am I worried? I'm going to try it.
I don't know what to expect.
Okay, go ahead.
How do you put a cake into a drink?
You can sip it. Those who listen.
Do I taste the chocolate?
I don't.
You don't taste the chocolate?
I don't think I taste it. I mean,
it's a mere
coffee
hint.
Is delicious.
Mm.
This is actually a really good iced coffee. I'm not a huge iced coffee person, but...
But the chocolate cake portion of it isn't coming through?
I don't know that the cake is coming. Maybe is it like a note?
It's a note.
So this is a pilot program, right, Sienna?
Yes, yes.
How long is it going to last?
They don't know yet. This is all depending on customer feedback.
Well, I feel like just hearing the anecdotes that you all have shared, I feel like this is going to be around for a while. Mm-hmm. What do
Most
you think?
Most likely.
Definitely.
Most likely.
Yeah,
I
don't think this is just going to come and go in a month.
No. Nope.
Yeah. Shall we try the donut?
Yes, let's do it.
I already did it.
It looks very fudgy.
Mm-hmm.
The donut was definitely my favorite of everything that I tried.
That's pretty good.
And it's the icing. It is the icing.
It is
this
the icing.
Icing is so
If you're a chocolate lover, you're going to love this. It's a little too chocolatey for me, but this is a chocolate lover's dream, I think.
I think if you like the cake, you'll like this. This is actually a pretty good donut. And I'm not, like, I don't mind a donut. It's not my first dessert.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, like, I think, Sienna, we were talking before the show. We're both pretty basic in our donut taste.
Yes.
Like, it's a glaze or nothing.
Yeah, I'm a glazed.
Same.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling this one.
No, this
I
is,
like it.
Yeah.
This is great.
It's a lot. I just feel like I just literally that one bite felt like I got two cavities.
I feel like you could definitely share this donut with a friend.
Yes.
I'm not sharing this.
Absolutely. I mean, and you're a donut fanatic.
I love donuts.
Linnea.
I crave them every day.
So it's five locations, as I mentioned earlier. Where are they and what are some of the prices?
Well, I went to the Taylor Street location. As far as price point, you know, I was able to get the breakfast combo.
I did
the Polish sausage, which comes with hash browns and a coffee. That's $7.99.
Again,
reasonable.
For
fast casual, I don't think it's a bad price point.
I'm not
point
mad at that.
All. I'm
at
not
all.
Mad at all.
So they got the Taylor Street location, one in Elmhurst. Tinley Park is participating. Shorewood and Niles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Spread out. Everybody.
It's spread out.
Try it out.
So the real question here is, you've sampled a few things. A couple of you have actually gone in and checked out the mayhem. Will you actually order this moving forward for breakfast? Let's go around the room here. Meha.
I'm eating the hash brown.
As you chew the
hash brown.
On the hash brown bites.
I would definitely do the egg and pepper. Did I say it wrong again? Pepper and egg sandwich.
Correct.
And the donut. I will say, I wish that, like, as somebody who doesn't eat pork, I wish it was more than just one option in that part of the menu, because the other one has bacon, and I think the other one had the Polish sausage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I like the option I have. I wish I had more. But, yeah. I mean, I would do it again.
What's your verdict, Linnea?
I wouldn't go out of my way, but if I was near a Portillo's and I was hungry, I would go and I would enjoy it.
Sienna?
I think I echo Linnea's sentiments. Wouldn't go out of my way. If I was near Portillo's, I would probably go for the hash browns and the chocolate donut with
Same.
A coffee.
Yeah.
Love the Polish sausage, but it's a little hard to eat.
Yeah. I'm just confused looking at it on
there's
the,
a lot of
on
egg.
The sandwich. There's it's, a lot of
and
egg.
And it comes jumping out when you take a bite because the sausage is whole.
Right.
Maybe a sliced sausage?
I just also feel
situation?
Like if I made it to Portillo's, even if I went for breakfast, once I got there, I would be like, or am I getting lunch? And I think I just get like a chopped chicken salad or like a cheeseburger.
I certainly wouldn't eat
Italian
beef.
Not is available for breakfast.
No,
it is a breakfast
not doing
menu.
It.
So
not doing it.
You save it for later.
Nah.
You don't have it at 9 a.m., 8 a.m.
They also have what seems to be their version of a skillet, which is hash browns with egg on top, cheese, and bacon. I would probably go for that. Easier to eat.
Oh,
and I love
good.
A skillet.
Yeah.
I love
that
a skillet.
All right. Well, you heard it here first, folks, from WBEZ morning producer Sienna Greaves and Reset's Meha Ahmed and Linnea Dominic. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sasha.
This episode of the Reset podcast was produced by Linnea Dominic. It was edited and mixed by Meha Ahmed. Like what we do? Subscribe to the podcast. We drop new episodes every weekday morning and afternoon, with a bonus on Saturdays. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon.
My name is Liz, and as a teacher, I think that WBEZ provides endless sources that I can bring back to my students where they can also engage in a deeper understanding. I teach government, I teach U.S. history, and I have used sources from WBEZ in order to help enrich the understanding of my students.